Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Helena community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to Tell a Story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens, and there you can complete the form. And then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on April 6th, 2017 at Free Ceramics in Helena, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The First Time. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Jessica Peterson and is titled, My Daughter's Spirit Animal, a Duck. Thanks for listening.
I'm 35 years old, and I'm living in Helena, Montana, and I'm about to head up to a permaculture certification course in Dayton, Montana. And I can't wait. I've been trying to figure out how to live more ecologically, and permaculture seems to have a lot of answers. And I had actually been going to a course that was, this one was going to be 2 weeks up in Montana. And I had been thinking about going to another one. I had applied, and I had gotten into a program up in British Columbia, and it was a 9-month immersion program. But I had let go of that because I had met a really great guy, and his name was Andrew. And I had known him for years, and we had this friendship unfolding. And then one night, after a big event that I had organized, I went and had way too many beers and hung out with him and ended up taking him home. And we were dating ever since. And so I was dating him for a few months, and I was just thinking, he's such a nice person. I really want to see what's going on here. And there was a part of me, though, that was kind of wondering. We were really, really good friends, but that hot and heavy kind of passion wasn't there as much for me. And I've lived in a lot of different places, and I've dated people. I've been kind of a serial monogamist. And so, you know, I was just wondering, but I was really open, and he was so kind, and he was really good with people in the community. That was important to me. He was someone who you could call up and, you know, get him to come and lift like some heavy rocks or like do some really nasty job in your bathroom and, you know, clean out your pipes or something like this. And I was like, he's really nice, and that's also really valuable. So I was willing to see it through. So I was doing this course then up in Montana because I wanted to stick around and see what was going on. And I was really excited to be up and be immersed into this way of thinking ecologically. So permaculture is basically a scientific systems way of thinking where we align more with ecology. We kind of pay attention to what the patterns are in ecology, and we try to create systems in other areas of our lives that look like ecological systems because they will be more resilient, will be more connected as ecological beings, which we are, actually. We're ecological beings in this world. So I'm headed up there, and I get up really early in the morning to the place, and I go into the breakfast tent, and I'm in there just kind of casually getting some eggs, and this man comes sauntering into the tent, and he is beautiful. He has these gorgeous, big, blonde dreadlocks, green eyes. He's very tall and lean. Got like, in the permaculture world, you see these kind of guys. He's got like a twine belt on these lean hips. And he's got a bag of kale in each hand from his own garden. And he's totally giving me the eye immediately. So on the one hand, I feel this zing. And on the other hand, I'm like, red flag immediately. Because, you know, I've been a serial monogamist. I've lived in a lot of places. And so we chat a little bit. And he's definitely, you know, hey, you know, I'm Gabriel. And I live in Washington. And like, you know, I haven't showered in a few weeks. And I've got all this kale. But I was into it a little bit. You know, I was interested. And so we moved on and we started class that day, and one of the first principles of permaculture design is observe and interact. And so we were sent outside. We were on this 90-acre property right near Flathead Lake, and we were sent out to just basically be in nature and just allow whatever's coming in to come in. So it's being mindful. It's sitting in silence. It's something that we don't often do in an urban area, and it's trusting your intuition to tell you whatever and to not judge. So I'm sitting out there and I'm doing that, and it's early spring. I'm noticing that flowers are budding on trees, birds are singing, animals, there's a stream trickling down to Flathead Lake. All of a sudden, I hear some rustling behind me, and it's Gabriel coming to join me in my meditation. Comes and sits down, and he's got like this, you know, blade of grass in his teeth, and, you know, just very, very much the scene. And he says, "Hey, look at this beautiful stream. Like, what if we woke up really early tomorrow and walked down it, down to the lake, and just kind of did, like, observed what was happening on our way down?" And I was like, "Okay, that sounds all right. That sounds like something I'd like to do." And so I called Andrew a couple of hours later just to check in, and I ended up feeling kind of alienated from the conversation. He didn't understand all of these amazing things that I was understanding through this course. And I got off the phone and I was feeling a little conflicted, and also, you know, going on this walk with this person, and was that okay? And I decided to take a walk up this bluff that overlooks Flathead Lake as the sun was setting. And so I huffed and puffed up there and got up, and I'm looking over, and everything is kind of glittering and beautiful. The Saskatoon berry trees were doing their pink and white flower thing. The sun was setting, the lake was glittering. And as I was in this kind of meditative observation mode and mindset, I felt this something, like it wasn't a voice, but it was this feeling and this sense of groundedness that Andrew was a dad. He was the dad. And we had never talked about having children. We had only been dating for about 4 months, and yet I just had this feeling in my body, and I didn't know what it meant, but I felt so much like I needed to just be with that. And so I did wake, I went down the hill and I went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning and I did this jaunt with Gabriel down, and we had tons of fun walking on these trails and getting down to the lake. And we got down to the lake, and he did ask if I would be interested in kissing him. And so I said, "You know, you are wonderful, and I'm definitely feeling this like vibey thing, and I have this person at home, and I'm not totally sure where it's going, but I do feel like I owe it to him to go home and be with him and figure things out." And so I get home and I tell Andrew about this, and he's so understanding, and I just think, okay, this was right. And it actually made me love him more because I had made this decision, and, you know, I just was feeling more and more grounded. So we had some friends come and visit us, and they brought us some duck eggs. This was a few weeks later. And we're driving around and doing stuff with our friends, and there were a few days over the course of like a week and a half where I was getting really sick to my stomach. You can imagine kind of the both ends situation on various days and lots of pain. And I realized we were cooking breakfast on the third day, not the third day, but like the third time with the eggs. And I thought, I think I'm allergic to those duck eggs. I think that's what's making me sick. And so I skipped the duck eggs that morning, didn't get sick again. It was all good. A month later, I head to Massachusetts, where Andrew's parents were actually giving me a car. I only had to pay $10 for it, and I was going to drive it back. And I am on my computer getting ready to leave in the morning, and I look at my calendar where I track my period, and I realize that I am 2 days late. That never happens to me. And I drive to New York, go to a CVS, grab a pregnancy test, head into a Burger King stall, take the pregnancy test, and I am pregnant. Not expected, not wanted. I had been on the pill, so how did this happen? And I drive cross country 5 days home. I didn't want to tell Andrew on the phone. I get home and I tell him, and it wasn't an easy discussion. We hadn't planned it. I was completely happy, and because of this hillside situation, I was already kind of going, maybe this is meant to be. Maybe this is all what was supposed to be. And we had this beautiful child, and Andrew and I now are co-parenting. And so I reflect on this. I reflect on this moment on the hill, the fact that I was conflicted about whether or not we were supposed to be romantically involved. And, you know, I kind of knew at that point that even without knowing, I didn't know. I thought maybe we would get to that romantic point, and we didn't. And I also knew that he was going to be this wonderful father, that moment on the hill. Like, my body knew that, my soul knew that. And he is a wonderful father, and we are wonderful, incredible co-parents, and I love him to this day, even though our relationship is not as conventional. And I knew that in that moment on the hill, and I didn't know that I could get pregnant off of a duck egg, and it was the first time that I ever realized it. And it won't happen again. And I learned to trust my intuition. Thanks.
Thanks, Jessie. Jessica Peterson is a socioeconomist and ecological entrepreneur. Her work includes community organizing, strategic planning, fundraising, teaching, lobbying, urban regenerative farming, massage therapy, herbalism, and mothering. Born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Jessica settled in Helena, Montana 10 years ago. The fact that incredible trails are accessible all seasons, day or night, never fails to fill her with grateful joy. She may be interested in collaborating with you on something, so connect with her at InsideEdgeDesign.com or Wild Willow Wellness on Facebook. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com, CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, The Good Food Store supports local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at GoodFoodStore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates 4 radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's ENLYTENLAB.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Emily Free Wilson, Elizabeth Rivard, Laura King, Andrea Crossguns, me, Mark Moss, Sarah Elkins, Andy Shirtliff, Jessica Peterson, and Aaron Parrott.
Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss.
For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years' worth of stories. TellUsSomething.org. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years' worth of stories. TellUsSomething.org.